Welcome back to another episode of Today's Prepper Unveiled Ultimate Secret Fishing Techniques for Survival Situations Guide. Are you facing a survival situation in the wild and want to master the art of fishing to sustain yourself? Fishing can be a crucial skill to have when resources are scarce and you need to rely on nature for survival. In the wilderness, knowing secret fishing techniques can mean the difference between going hungry and having a meal. Understanding how to catch fish using unconventional methods can be a game changer in a survival scenario. From crafting a fishing weir to making a hand lining rig, there are various innovative ways to secure your next meal when traditional fishing tools are not accessible. These techniques not only showcase your resourcefulness but also increase your chances of securing sustenance in challenging environments. As you delve into the realm of survival fishing, exploring lesser-known methods and honing your skills in improvisation will equip you with the confidence and know-how needed to thrive when the odds are against you. Stay tuned to uncover the secrets that can turn you into a proficient survivor with a knack for catching fish in the most unexpected ways. Bushcraft rod fishing in the wild. Having the skill to create a fishing rod from natural materials can be a game-changer for your survival. Let's dive into the art of crafting a bushcraft fishing rod and how to effectively use it to catch fish in the wild. Materials and construction. When it comes to crafting a bushcraft fishing rod, nature provides us with a bounty of materials. You can fashion a rod using a sturdy stick as the main shaft, vines or paracord for wrapping and securing components, and a sharp knife to carve notches for the line. Begin by selecting a straight and flexible stick that is about 5 to 6 feet long. Strip the bark and any protrusions that may hinder your fishing experience. Next, fashion a hook from a thorn, bone, or even a paperclip if available. Attach your fishing line, which can be made from strands of inner bark or fibers from plants. Secure your bait to the hook, and you're ready to fish. Techniques and tips effectively using a bushcraft fishing rod involves finesse and patience. Ensure your bait is enticing to the fish you aim to catch. In survival situations, insects, larvae, or small pieces of meat can serve as effective bait. When handling the rod, cast your line gently into the water and wait for the telltale sign of a fish biting. Once you feel a nibble, give a slight tug to set the hook. Remember, timing is key when reeling in your catch. Mastering the art of bushcraft fishing takes practice, observation, and adaptability to the environment. Crafting a fishing rod from natural materials not only enhances your survival skills but also connects you to the ancient art of angling for sustenance in the wild. Embrace the challenge, hone your bushcraft abilities, and reel in your next meal with confidence. Handlining rig in a survival situation. The ability to catch fish can be a crucial skill for securing a source of food. Handlining is a simple yet effective method that can be utilized in various environments when resources are limited. Let's delve into the setup and best practices for using a handlining rig for survival fishing. Setting up a handlining rig. Creating a handlining rig is straightforward and requires minimal materials, making it an ideal choice for survival scenarios. To set up a basic handlining rig, you will need a sturdy fishing line, a weight to sink the line, a hook for bait, and a spool or object to hold the line. Start by tying the fishing line to the spool or improvised holder. Attach the hook to the end of the line and add a weight a few feet above the hook to help the bait sink. Ensure the line is securely fastened to prevent losing your catch once hooked. When fishing with a handlining rig, lower the baited hook into the water and slowly reel it in, mimicking the movements of a live prey to attract fish. Maintaining proper tension on the line is key to feeling the fish's bite and successfully landing your catch. Best practices for hand lining to increase your chances of catching fish using a hand lining rig. It's essential to follow some expert tips and techniques. Proper tension on the line is crucial. Too loose, and you may miss bites, too tight, and you risk breaking the line or scaring away the fish. When reeling in the line, do so steadily and smoothly, avoiding sudden jerks that could cause the fish to escape. Patience is key when hand lining, as waiting for the fish to take the bait and ensuring a secure hook set are vital steps in the process. By mastering the art of hand lining and understanding the nuances of tension, reeling, and bait presentation, you can maximize your fishing success in survival situations. Remember that practice makes perfect, so honing your hand lining skills can significantly improve your ability to secure a valuable food source in the wild. Fishing weir construction in a survival situation. Creating a fishing weir can be a game changer for securing food. Fishing weirs are passive fishing traps designed to guide fish into a confined area where they can be easily caught. Let's delve into the design elements and the steps to build a fishing weir using natural materials found in the wilderness. Design and functionality. A fishing weir typically consists of a V-shaped structure that directs fish towards a central trap. The design aims to utilize the natural behavior of fish, leading them into an area where they become trapped. By strategically placing the weir in a waterway, the flow of the water helps channel the fish into the trap, maximizing the catch efficiency. Building a fishing weir. Selecting a location. Choose a spot in a stream or river where fish are likely to travel. Look for areas with moderate flow and enough space to set up the weir. Gathering materials. Collect sturdy branches, rocks, and other natural materials to construct the weir. Use what's available in your surroundings to build a robust structure, creating the V-shaped structure. Arrange the branches and rocks in a V-shape, ensuring that the narrower end leads to the capture area. The wider end should face upstream to guide the fish correctly. Positioning the trap. Set up a basket or net at the end of the V to trap the fish. Make sure the trap is secure and large enough to hold the potential catch. Monitoring and harvesting. Check the weir regularly to retrieve caught fish. Be patient, as it may take some time for fish to get accustomed to the weir and swim into the trap. Building a fishing weir can provide a sustainable source of food in survival situations. By understanding the design principles and following the steps to construct a weir, you can enhance your chances of a successful catch while conserving energy for other survival tasks. Eel trapping technique. Eels can be a crucial food source in survival situations, and mastering the art of trapping them can significantly enhance your chances of sustenance. Here's how you can construct an effective eel trap and optimize its placement for successful catches. Creating an eel trap. To begin creating your eel trap, gather a cloth bag or a makeshift alternative like a t-shirt. Fill the trap with hay, straw, or crumpled newspaper to provide structure. Next, select an enticing bait for the eels, such as small fish or pieces of meat. Place the bait inside the trap to attract the eels. Remember, the key to a successful eel trap lies in luring them effectively. Placement and maintenance. Choosing the right location for your eel trap is essential. Opt for areas where eels are known to frequent, such as near vegetation or in slow-moving water. Ensure the trap is securely anchored to prevent escape or tampering by other wildlife. Regularly check and maintain the trap to ensure its functionality. By consistently baiting and monitoring the trap, you increase your chances of securing a valuable food source in survival scenarios. By mastering the construction and placement of eel traps, you acquire a valuable survival skill that can sustain you during challenging circumstances. Embrace the art of eel trapping as a fundamental technique in your survival repertoire, offering a reliable means of procuring food when resources are scarce. Survival fishing net. In survival situations, having the ability to catch multiple fish at once can significantly increase your chances of obtaining a meal. Crafting a fishing net from available resources in the wild is an effective method that can yield excellent results. Crafting a fishing net. Crafting a fishing net in a survival scenario involves utilizing materials found in nature such as vines, stringy bark, or even long grass. By weaving these materials together in a grid-like pattern, you can create a functional net that can be used to trap fish as they swim by. The versatility of a fishing net lies in its ability to cover a larger area in the water, increasing the chances of catching fish compared to traditional fishing methods. Setting and monitoring the net. Once you have crafted your fishing net, the next step is to set it up in a strategic location within a water body. Choose a spot where fish are likely to swim through, such as a narrow section of a stream or a pathway between rocks in a river. After setting the net, it's crucial to monitor it regularly to ensure successful catches. Check the net periodically for any caught fish and adjust its position if needed to maximize your chances of securing a meal without constant supervision. By mastering the art of crafting and using a fishing net in survival situations, you can enhance your ability to procure food efficiently, making it an essential skill to have in your survival toolkit. Trapping fish with survival snares in survival situations. Trapping fish with snares can be a highly effective method to secure food when traditional fishing techniques may not be practical. By understanding how to set up and use survival snares in water bodies, you can significantly increase your chances of catching fish for sustenance. Choosing the right location to begin trapping fish with survival snares. Selecting the right location is crucial. Look for areas in the water where fish are likely to gather, such as near rocks, vegetation, or underwater structures. These spots are ideal for setting up your snares to maximize the chances of a successful catch. Setting up the snare. When setting up the snare, ensure it is securely anchored in place to prevent fish from escaping once caught. Using sturdy materials like paracord or wire will help withstand the strength of the fish. Position the snare strategically in a way that fish swimming through will trigger the mechanism, closing the loop around them. Checking and maintaining snares. Regularly checking and maintaining your survival snares is essential for ensuring their effectiveness. Inspect the snares daily to see if you have caught any fish. Make any necessary adjustments to improve your chances of catching more fish with each setup. Being patient and persistent. Trapping fish with survival snares requires patience and persistence. It may take time for fish to approach the snare, so staying focused and monitoring the setup diligently is key. Remember that successful trapping often comes from repeated efforts and learning from each experience. Adapting to different conditions and survival situations, adaptability is essential. Be prepared to modify your snare setup based on the type of fish in the area, water conditions, and the available resources. Experiment with various techniques to optimize your chances of a successful catch. By mastering the art of trapping fish with survival snares, you can enhance your survival skills and increase your ability to obtain food when resources are scarce. Remember, practice makes perfect, so don't hesitate to refine your techniques through trial and error. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Today's Prepper.